Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. It really is a pleasure to read God's Word with you, and I am loving reading passages about the Spirit. Today is Monday, November 4th, and we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm reading from the Living Bible this week. And in this passage, we see Paul discussing wisdom from the Spirit. First, he's telling the Corinthians, hey, when I came to you, I didn't speak with lofty words, only with the Holy Spirit's power, proving that the message that I had was from God. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He empowers us in ways that only the Holy Spirit can. Then he moves on to the passage to remind us that God is showing us his deepest secrets through his Spirit. As we walk in step with the Spirit, the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is teaching us about the ways to live and what we should do. And then at the end of the passage, it reminds us that because of the Holy Spirit, we can start to think and act like Jesus. It's like we're putting on glasses that help clarify the words on the page. Well, we're putting on the lens of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can see the world in a more loving and truthful way. And we can see our lives as filled with purpose as we are connected to Jesus and listening for his guiding Spirit. When we put ourselves in those quiet spaces or even in the chaos of life, maybe just even little breath prayers where we're saying, Holy Spirit, be near, empower me, remind me of the words of Jesus, and help me to be comforted in the fact that he reigns. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Dear brothers, even when I first came to you, I didn't use lofty words or brilliant ideas to tell you God's message. For I decided that I would speak only of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. I came to you in weakness, timid, and trembling. And my preaching was very plain, not with a lot of oratory or human wisdom. But the Holy Spirit's power was in my words, proving to those who heard them that the message was from God. I did this because I wanted your faith to stand firmly upon God, not on man's great ideas. Yet, when I am among mature Christians, I do speak with words of great wisdom, but not the kind that comes from here on earth. And not the kind that appeals to the great men of this world who are doomed to fall. Our words are wise because they are from God, telling of God's wise plan to bring us into the glories of heaven. This plan was hidden in former times, though it was made for our benefit before the world began. But the great men of the world have not understood it. If they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. That is what is meant by the scriptures when they say, no mere man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love the Lord. But we know about these things because God has sent his Spirit to tell us. And his Spirit searches out and shows us all of God's deepest secrets. No one can really know what anyone else is thinking or what he is really like except the person himself. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. And God has actually given us his Spirit, not the world's Spirit, to tell us about the wonderful free gifts of grace and blessing that God has given us. In telling you about these gifts, we have even used the very words given to us by the Holy Spirit, not words that we as men might choose. So we use the Holy Spirit's words to explain the Holy Spirit's facts. But the man who isn't a Christian can't understand and can't accept these thoughts from God, which the Holy Spirit teaches us. they sound foolish to him, because only those who have the Holy Spirit within them can understand what the Holy Spirit means. Others just can't take it in. But the spiritual man has insights into everything. And that bothers and baffles the man of the world, who can't understand him at all. How could he? For certainly he has never been one to know the Lord's thoughts, or to discuss them with him, or to move the hand of God by prayer. But strange as it seems, we Christians actually do have within us a portion of the very thoughts and mind of Christ. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I believe that I am thinking more about the Holy Spirit in these days than I ever have. The Holy Spirit is here to empower us with the words and the mind of Jesus. And so we cry out, Lord, help us to align our actions, our goals, our decisions, our thought processes with that of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Today is Missions Monday, and we're not in services highlighting a specific mission partner, but the mission of the Holy Spirit is to share Christ's love with all. And I've been thinking about doing something where we pray over the names of all the families in Mount Brook Baptist. So over 600 names. So we're going to do this over a course of 26 or more days. And I'm just going to take a letter of the alphabet each day and call out the last names of family groups. And as I call out these names, I want you to pray on behalf of the families and ask God's Spirit to give you spiritual wisdom. And then perhaps if you have time and you know one of these family units, that you might reach out to them and let them know that you are praying for them today. And then if you're not on the membership roll of Mountain Brook Baptist, I still want to pray for you. So would you reach out to me and just say, add this last name to your group? Okay, let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word and for your Spirit who lives in us and for Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so we lift our hearts to you, Lord, today. We pray that you would continue to fan the flame, making us more like Jesus, giving us his mind. And in that regard, Lord, we lift up the names of our brothers and sisters that you might empower them to live a life worthy of the gospel, that you might remind them that their righteousness is in Christ Jesus alone and not in some system of morals or ethics. And you might heal them, give them joy, and give them abundance of things on this earth for which they can praise you. And now we lift their names to you. Abbott, Abney, Acker, Adams, Alexander, Allen, Alonzo, Anderson, Andrews, Armstrong, Atchison, Atkins, Austin, and Avery. And Lord, we pray over these last names, but specifically the people, the family units that they represent. And we ask for your watch care and your help, because we know that you are our Abba Father. You are all powerful and all compassionate. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.